إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، we'll continue إن شاء الله تعالى in this morning reading the explanation of the 29th chapter in Kitab al-Tawheed, Babu Ma Ja'a Fi al-Tanjim. أي يقول الشيخ الفوزان أي ذكر ما يجوز منه وما لا يجوز منه وذمه وتحريمه وما ورد من الوعيد فيه. This chapter that we started last week, we continue today, inshaAllah ta'ala. Shaykh al-Imam al-Mujaddid, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah, in his book, Kitab al-Tawheed, he mentioned Babu Ma Ja'a Fi al-Tanjim. Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah, he mentioned that in this chapter, the Shaykh, he will mention with the Adillah, of course, with the proofs, that which is permissible in Tanjim and that which is not. And therefore, in this chapter, the Shaykh warns and brings the Adilla from the Quran and the Sunnah that warns against the type of Tanjim that is not permissible, and warn the people against it, and they should leave it alone and stay away from it. والتنجيم كما ذكر الشيخ هو الاستدلال بالأحوال الفلكية على الحوادث الأرضية. And tanjim is when certain people, they use the positions of the stars and the moon and the like from each others to say and to prove that this is what this happened and this happening. This is gonna happen, and they get involved in a lot of things. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ And we mentioned the first hadith. We read to you the explanation of the first hadith. We continue. قَالَ وَكَرِهَ قَتَادَ تَعَلُّمَ مَنَازِلِ الْقَمَرِ وَلَمْ يُرَخِّصْ فِيهِ ابْنُ عُيَيْنَةَ ذَكَرَهُ حَرْبٌ عَنْهُمَا وَرَخَّصَ فِي تَعَلُّمِ الْمَنَازِلِ أَحْمَدُ وَإِسْحَاقِ. The second proof, Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned, he says, that Qatada kariha ta'allum هذا العلم منازل القمر. He disliked for a people to learn about the phases of the moon. The moon has phases. It changes. Those phases changes. Ibn Uyayna rahimahullah, he says that he didn't give no permission. So it is not permitted by Ibn Uyayna. These are the statements of a noble scholars from the past, from a Salaf, for our Salaf. Rather, he says that Harb has reported that the learning of the lunar phases was permitted by Ahmed and Ishaq. By Ahmed and Ishaq. First of all, Ibn Uyayna, he's Sufyan Ibn Uyayna, the great Alim, the great scholar from the scholars of the As-Salaf. Harb, he is Harb al-Karmani min jillati ashabi Ahmed. Harb al-Karmani, he was one of the great companions of Imam Ahmed, great students and the companions of Imam Ahmed rahimahullah. And Ahmad here is meant by the great Imam, Imam Ahli Sunnah or Jama'ah, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Hanbal al-Shaybani, rahimahullahu ta'ala. Wa Ishaq ibn Rahaway. Ishaq ibn Rahaway, he was a great scholar from the scholars of the past, in the time of Imam Ahmad as well, rahimahumullah. Manazir al-Qamar, هي التي ينزل القمر في كل ليلة من منزلة منها وهي 28 منزلة ومعرفة ذلك تسمى بعلم التسيير. He says, and as for the phases of the moon that is mentioned in here, the phases of the moon, the Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan, حفظه الله تعالى, he mentioned that these are the phases that the moon takes every night, and there are 28 of them, 28 phases of the moon, 28 phases of the moon. والغرض من هذا السياق, then the Sheikh Salah al-Fawzan, he mentioned the reason why Sheikh al-Islam al-Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned this, the statements of these noble scholars, Qatada and Ibn Uyayna, Imam Ahmad, Ishaq ibn Rahaway, bayanu khilaf al-ulama fi hukm ta'allum manazil al-qamar. Wal-gharad minhu, alladhi huwa al-gharad minhu, al-istidlal, al-istidlal bihi 'ala al-qibla wa awqat as-salat wa ma'rifat al-fusul. He said he mentioned this in here in this chapter of Tanjim to make a point. That is, these noble scholars, great scholars of the Salaf, no doubt these are great scholars, Qatada, Sufyan ibn Uyayna, Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Ishaq ibn Rahaway, well, these are great noble scholars from the Salaf. But we are to follow their examples, to follow the knowledge that they have left for us, not to follow them for their persons, like the ignorant and the mubtadi'a do. They just select a person and follow him, whatever. Take them right, they go right. Move them left, they move left. La. We don't have ta'assub in ashkhas. Alhamdulillah, our religion teach us to be on the path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for us. Sirat al-mustaqim. We are commanded to follow the ulama and the scholars and to turn our affairs to them. But in the same way, we follow the scholars, these noble scholars, as long as themselves, they are upon the haqq and the truth. And that's what themselves taught. All the noble scholars who follow the truth, that's what they taught themselves, and you find it in their books. Follow us as long as the truth is with us. But if you find in any of our writings or statements that oppose the truth, do not follow what we say, but rather follow the truth. Alhamdulillah. So the Shaykh, he says that Imam Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahimahu ta'ala mentioned these statements, which entails ikhtilaf, different opinions among these noble scholars, not pertaining to Tanjim, because Tanjim, it could mean two things, astronomy or astrology. Okay? Astronomy, which is the science studying the phases of the moon, the positions of the stars, to determine the Qibla. Okay, to determine the direction of the Qibla, what is east, what is north, what is south. Okay, and also to determine the seasons, spring from the fall from, and the like, from the winter. He says that, and also the times of the prayers, when you pray this and when you pray that, well, what times? He says, if this is, they differ in learning this matter, that this is not the one that is prohibited. حسماً للمادة لألا يتوصل إلى الممنوع فما بالك بمنعهم من تعلم علم التأثير الذي هو ضرر وخطر. So he said, if these noble scholars, they differ as related to whether it is okay or not, whether they see and they believe that it is permissible to learn this science of astronomy that helps the people to know the directions of the Qibla, the times of the prayers, the seasons and the like. He said, why they differ? Those amongst them who said, no, even this one you should not learn it, because they are afraid that may lead to the people learning the other one that is prohibited. Okay? So he said, if they differ about this one, that is, some of them say it is permissible, you think that they have no differences, you will come to a conclusion, they have no difference of opinion whatsoever as related to them saying learning astrology is prohibited. Which is, once again, those people, because it is a type of sorcery, as we learned in the previous class, because there are types of sorcery. The sorcerer, they use the positions of the stars, the phases of the moon, to say that something is going to happen to somebody. And from that, as we mentioned in a previous class, is what is called zodiac astrology, which is it's famous. And we talked a little bit about it last week, and I said to you, I'm going to read to you from the book in the end of the chapter, but we're still not in the end of this chapter. But just to, because the Shaykh Saleh al-Shaykh, in his book At-Tamheed, لشرح كتاب التوحيد, in the end of this chapter, he says that the du'at, the imams of the masajid, and anyone who is giving classes, and anyone who addresses the people, should, and of course, included in this is the parents, he says that they should warn the people against zodiac. You know, the Libra and what do you call them?
Horoscope.
The horoscope. Aynam, the horoscope. And that's haram. Those horoscopes, when they mention, they give to every people from this, if a person is born from this day to this day, they are Taurus. From this day to this day, they are Scorpion. From this day to this day, that person is Libra. No zebra in this one, right? Libra, right? Libra is the scale, right? That's what it is?
Yes.
Libra is the scale. So what they do now? Every day, these sorcerers, because they are sorcerers, these guys, they say to the people, that's your character today. This is how you're going to behave today. You're going to be in bad mood. Even if you try to be nice, you can't escape this. You're going to be very bad today. And stay away from blue. Anything that is blue, stay away from it. Purple is your color today. Keep in mind, purple and blue, they close. And it's worse than this. They said to them, since you're Libra, you will never get along with scorpions. Not the scorpions in the desert. I mean, those people who are born from this day to this day. What does this do to these people's mind? A mother and her daughter constantly getting into it. Why?
She's a Libra.
Hey, you're a Libra. I'm a Scorpion. We'll never get along, ma. Read it for yourself. You want to read it? See? And they cause friction. It's worse. A man marry a woman. Can you imagine a Muslim's ignorance? And he marry a woman, and then, of course, things happen between a husband and a wife. They're human beings. They have their ups and their downs. May Allah protect us, I mean, and put some love and affections and understanding and patience in our relationships. But a human being. And imagine this ignorant man, Muslim, or ignorant Muslim woman, who believe in this zodiac and they read it. Because some people, that's all they do. As soon as they get up, they get out, they get the newspaper and they read. If that horoscope told them, oh, you're going to have a nice day today, money is going to come into you from everywhere. And that man is happy now. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُ الْقُلُوبِ. The hearts feel at ease with the remembrance of Allah, not through magic and sorcery. Can you imagine now this man, this woman, when he find that they have two different zodiacs, and when they tell him, look, you can never get along, they say, they're like, no, sister, we have to go. They already have three children or four. And they're like, look, we can never get together. If we stay together, it's going to continue in problems. Says who? Oh, newspaper. Time magazine. Write this in the paper. These people, they know what they're talking about. They know. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So it's very serious. The Shaykh, he mentioned, do not have those newspapers that deal with these things. You should not have them, you should not buy them, you should not have them in your homes. Even if you have them for other purpose. Because if you bring them home, how do you know? Your children may read them. Somebody else in the family may read the zodiac and the horoscope. And the Shaykh, he says, reading it without even believing in them make a person's salat not to be accepted for 40 days. Just reading it. Even a person now is haram, let me see what this cat man is talking about. That make that person's salat not accepted for 40 days. But believing what they say, that's kufr, aliyadu billah. And this is, I'm telling you, from experience, I know in many Muslim countries, in a lot of them, many newspapers, they have that, they have the horoscope. Not only newspapers now, it's online now. It's online. It's not permissible for us to read these things. We should remind one another. This is not how things work. If someone has a bad behavior, he should work on it. We have Islam, alhamdulillah. Not go to the zodiac and tell them, no, today you're okay. And if we have problems with each others, or we come to a disagreement, we settle it by turning our affairs and our disputes and our disagreements to the Book of Allah, to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not to newspapers, not to horoscope, not to those sorcerers. Aynan. قال وعن أبي موسى قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثلاثة لا يدخلون الجنة مدمن الخمر وقاطع الرحم ومصدق بالسحر. Then he mentioned this hadith on the authority of Abu Musa, وهو أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه, عبد الله بن قيس الصحابي الجليل المشهور, مات بالكوفة سنة 50 للهجرة. On the authority of Abu Musa, and he is the well-known companion, رضي الله عنه وعنهم أجمعين, أبو موسى الأشعري. His name is Abdullah ibn Qais. Abdullah ibn Qais, a well-known, a noble companion. He died in the Kufa, which is one of the cities in Iraq, in the year 50 of the Hijrah. He mentioned this narration, ثَلَاثَةٌ لَا يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ. Three types of people will not enter Jannah. The first one, مُدْمِنُ الْخَمَرِ. The one who is, in our terms, because an alcoholic. He's an addict on intoxicants. Becomes his habit, a person becomes his habit, drinking alcohol, it's become a habit for him. وَلِيَّادُ بِاللَّهِ وَقَاطِعُ الرَّحِمِ. وَقَاطِعُ الرَّحِمِ, the one who cut off the relationship with his families. The one who severs blood relations, families, parents sometimes, even is worse, and boycott his family. قَاطِعُ الرَّحِمِ وَمُصَدِّقٌ بِالسِّحْرِ وَمُصَدِّقٌ بِالسِّحْرِ and the one who believes in sorcery. And astrology, as we learned in a previous class, is a type of sorcery. Astrology is a type of sorcery and sihr, وَلْيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. لا يدخلون الجنة will not enter الجنة. يقول الشيخ صالح الفوزان, how do we understand لا يدخلون الجنة will not enter الجنة, because literally that's what it is translated to, will not enter الجنة, لا يدخلون الجنة. قال هذا من نصوص الوعيد التي تمر كما جاءت. This is from the texts that should be understood as they come. لا يدخلون الجنة. They will not enter الجنة. That's what we understand from this statement. وقاطع الرحم, يقول الشيخ الفوزان, هو الذي لا يقوم بواجب القرابة. Who is قاطع الرحم? He's one of these three people. Is the one who does not fulfill his obligations as related to his family. And a family here is not just wife and children, like the extended meaning of it. They call it the kith and kin, right? That's what he meant. There is obligations. Our parents have an obligation upon us. And the rights, our family members, our aunts, our grandparents, our cousins, and we should learn those things. What are their rights upon us? As we like to help them, be there for them, assist them, visiting them, spending time with them, visiting them when they're sick and the like. Not just like you have family but you don't care about them, don't know if they're until, you know, oh, he died, she died. Some people don't even know their cousins. They don't even know their aunts. Until one of them die and his mother says, oh, look, your aunt died. Aunt? We have an aunt? Don't know. No, you need to know your family. We need to know who our families and keep in contact with them and check on them. And be there for them when they in times of need. الأقربون أولى بالمعروف. Try to give da'wah. You want to give advice. You want to help someone financially or in any other help. Well, start with the closest people to you. You got to start always with the closest people to you. See if they need your efforts. See if they need you. They come first. They have priority. الأقربون أولى بالمعروف. ومصدق بالسحر, the one who believes in sorcery. الذي من أنواعه التنجيم. كما مر في الحديث من اقتبس شعبة من النجوم فقد اقتبس شعبة من السحر. And the one who believes in sorcery is, and from the types of sorcery, sorcery's types, is تنجيم, is astrology. المعنى الإجمالي للحديث, يخبر صلى الله عليه وسلم على وجه التحذير أن ثلاثة من العصاة لا يدخلون الجنة. He said, in this hadith, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم informing us, and by the way, he's warning us against these three types of people who are sinners, عصاة, disobedience, who will not enter الجنة. الأول, the first type of these people, المداوم على شرب المسكر من أي شيء كان. The one who is intoxicated and make it a habit. And doesn't matter what type. of addiction that this person is upon, as long as is intoxicant. الثاني الذي لا يقوم بواجب القرابة التي أمر الله بصلتها. The second one is the one who does not keep the family ties that Allah has commanded with. Allah commands us to be kind and nice to our families and to keep the ties of the family. And we should escape this and we should check on our families and keep the ties. Even those who cut you off, you should not cut them off just because they did so. Sil man qata'ak. Even those family who don't want to talk to you and speak ill about you, you can still send them a nice text message. And still give them a phone call if they fall. Visit them if they are close to you. Help them when they know that they are going through some hardship. As for spending time with them, that's different. The ulama, they have details into that. It depends on, every situation is dealt with separately. If they are disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and being around them will have an impact on you and you're afraid for yourself, you don't spend much time with them unless if you give them a da'wah and talk to them and you leave. The same way, if they are upon kufr and disbelief, upon other things, you don't spend and don't associate with them as much, but in occasions they seek you, visit them and help them to the best of your ability, but you protect yourself against the evil they are upon. والثالث مصدق بالسحر الذي يجمع أنواعا كثيرة وأشكالا كثيرة ومنها التنجيم. The third of these people that we are warned against, these people who would not enter paradise, al-jannah, the one who believes in sorcery, magic, sihr. He says, and sihr and sorcery is many different types. Different types. And one of them is astrology, tanjim. مناسبة الحديث للباب. And then the Shaykh mentioned the reason why Shaykh al-Islam, he mentioned this hadith into this chapter. قال فيه وعيد, ذكر فيه وعيد المصدق بالسحر ومنه التنجيم الذي هو موضوع الباب. He says that the Shaykh selected this hadith because he mentioned the wa'id, the severe warning against the one who believes in sorcery. And from sorcery is astrology, tanjim, which is the title of this chapter. ما يستفاد من الحديث? What is some of the benefits from this hadith? Number one, تحريم التنجيم. تحريم التنجيم. وأنه من الكبائر لأنه داخل في السحر الذي لا يدخل الجنة من صدق به. Astrology is strictly forbidden, and it is from the major sins, considered from the major sins. Why? Because it is included in sorcery, in magic, that if a person believe in it, will not enter al-Jannah. Number two, تحريم شرب الخمر والوعيد الشديد في حق من مات ولم يتوب من شربها. تحريم شرب الخمر والوعيد الشديد في حق من مات ولم يتوب من شربها. Consuming intoxicants, it's forbidden, strictly forbidden. Everything that is intoxicant, could be wine or something else, it is strictly forbidden. And this, the severe warning for the one who dies while they did not repent from consuming these intoxicants. The one who died without making tawbah, without repenting from these things. Number three, wujubu silat al-qaraba wa tahrimu qati'atiha. To keep the ties of family and to check on them and fulfill their rights as commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and as legislated, it is an obligation. It's not just an option. It's an obligation, and therefore it is forbidden to cut off your families. And to cut off the ties with your families, it is forbidden. And of course, remember, the ulama, they mention, there's details when you can keep your limits. But you don't just decide based on your emotions. We don't decide based on our emotions, I'm done with him. I'm done with her. Why? Look what they said about me. This is not how matters are settled. You ask the ulama, Ya Shaykh, I have a cousin, I have an aunt, I have an uncle, I have this, a brother, stepbrother. What should I do? So, Shaykh, they said bad things about me, they do this to me, I'm trying my best to keep the ties with them, but what should I do? This is how. If they said to you, leave him alone, leave him alone. Because they're going to talk to you based on the dalil. But if they said to you, be kind, be patient, this is a test from Allah, that's what you do. But we don't just cut them based on our emotions. Of course, we're human, we feel a certain way, but we have to apply and we act accordance to what Allah has legislated, not accordance to our emotions. And that's the problem now. We have a lot of agitations in many places in the Arab world, in the Muslim world, because of this, emotions. People emotional, and they act upon their emotions instead to act upon the dalil. Naam, there is oppression. Naam, some rulers are oppressing their people. They making a lot of wealth, and they ignoring pretty much many in society. They have evil with them, but mashallah. So that alone give the people the right what they're doing now? No, it's not. You have to always take the matters to the deen of Allah. The Muslim, the believer is strong. Strong. Not like a feather, whenever the wind take it. Now many Muslims, they're like a feathers in the hands of the disbelievers. They want to take them, stir them in here, they stir them over there. Take them over there, they over there. No, Rabia, no Rabia. Go to the other square, this square, we made a mistake. So they send them a Facebook. Facebook note, and everybody go to the other square. You see how they play with them. These people who's causing all of this, their example is like a can of Pepsi or Coke. If you shake it and open it, what happens? It explodes out of control. Right or wrong? Sometimes you go shopping with your children, or maybe ourselves, or maybe you put that bottle soda, whatever, soda is no good for you, by the way. It's not good. Stay away from it. It's not healthy at all. But just we using as an example. Sometimes you put it in the trunk and you drive in and it's agitated, right? And then when you open it, out of control, explode on you. And it causes what? A mess, a big mess. Sometimes, does it cause a mess only? It chews when only by the trash can? Anywhere, on your nice floor. I know, everywhere. Likewise, these people, they agitate, they stir them, and they tell them, go out. Cause a big mess. Rather, the believer should be like a barrel of water. Right or wrong? If you shake the bottle of water and open it, what happened? Nothing happened. No mist. It's going to stay the same. It's Allah as-salamu al-afiyah. Number four, وجوب التكذيب بالسحر بجميع أنواعه. It is incumbent upon the Muslim to denounce and disbelieve in all types of magic. It is not like, oh yeah, this is a clear magic, haram. And this is, it's okay, it's not, nothing. Some people, they be saying, zodiac, horoscope is haram. Yeah, nothing wrong with it. We don't see nothing wrong. They don't see nothing wrong. The ulama, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to take from them, because Allah has raised them levels, they say this is haram. You find laymen, ignorant people, says, hey, there's nothing wrong with it. The same person who disrespects the statements of these noble scholars, whom Allah has raised levels, the same person who interfere with their specialty, the same person may go to a Jew doctor and give them a prescription. Would they do with it? They'll run to CVS and start taking those pills. They don't even know if it's good for them or not. And that same person, if he was said to him, look man, this pills could be harmful for you, the same person will say, listen, I trust my doctor. He will never give me something harmful. And he's a Jew doctor. Why he respect him? Because he's a Jew? No. First of all, he's 71 years old. He got his degree from Harvard. And he has another one from Texas, I don't know what. And he's been practicing for over 80 years. I don't know how they did that, the math. You know? And that's it, man. That's why I trust him. But he don't trust Sheikh Ibn Baz, who's been teaching Tawheed and Aqeedah, or Sheikh Al-Albani, these ulama who they spend their lives learning the deen, and Allah gave them tawfiq, alhamdulillah. Because some people, they spend a lot of time learning and they come up with nothing. Some people, they spend a lot of years learning, come up with worse. They learn, they have a degree here and there, and when they start talking, you're like, you really learn? For real, you've been to all of these schools? And they be talking the opposite. We have to respect the Ikhwan, barakallahu fikum. Alhamdulillah, now we come to the end of this chapter. Now I can read to you what Sheikh Saleh al-Sheikh said. Inshallah, we still have time. إن شاء الله تعالى ما جاء في التنجيم قال الشيخ صالح على الشيخ. Now I'm reading from another book. It's called التمهيد لشرح كتاب التوحيد الذي هو حق الله على العبيد دروس. This was classes also, same was like with this book. These were classes that was given by our noble Sheikh, Sheikh صالح بن عبد العزيز على الشيخ حفظه الله. In the page 348 he says, ومما يدخل في التنجيم في هذا العصر بوضوح مع غفلة الناس عنه ما يكثر في المجلات مما يسمونه البروج. He says, and included in تنجيم, astrology, that is sorcery, that is haram. He said, in our times, in which a lot of people are heedless about this reality and don't know about it, or don't pay no mind to it, and don't take this matter seriously, that which it is found in many newspapers and magazines, and they call them horoscope and zodiac. فيخصصون صفحة أو أقل منها في الجرائد. So they always have a part in the newspaper. Sometimes a whole page, or sometimes a part of the page. ويجعلون عليها رسم بروج السنة برج الأسد والعقرب والثور إلى آخره. And they put on those horoscope those 12 what do you call them?
Signs.
Those 12 signs. The lion, scorpion, Taurus and the like. ويجعلون أمام كل برج ما سيحصل فيه. And they put in front or under Every one of those signs, what's going to happen to those people? SubhanAllah, they know the unseen. What's going to happen to these people? They are under that. فَإِنْ كَانَ الرَّجُلُ وَالْمَرْأَ مَوْلُودًا فِي ذَلِكَ الْبُرْشِ. Now, if a man or a woman, they are born, and their date of birth under that sign, whether it's lion, or Libra, or Taurus, or Scorpion, or Sagittarius, or whatever the case is, they say to them in a newspaper, سَيَحْصُلُ لَكَ فِي هَذَا الشَّهْرِ كَذَا وَكَذَا. They said to them, these things will happen to you in this month. SubhanAllah. وَلَا يَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. No one knows the unseen except Allah. They say, these things will happen to you. وَهَذَا هُوَ التَّنْجِيمُ الَّذِي هُوَ التَّأْثِيرُ وَالْإِسْتِدْلَالُ بِالنُّجُومِ وَالْبُرُوجِ عَلَى التَّأْثِيرِ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَعَلَى مَا سَيَحْصُلُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ نَوْعٌ مِنَ الْكِهَانَةِ. He says, and this is the tanjim, which is a ta'thir, which is this is the astrology, since they use the stars and the positions and the like to say this was going to happen on the universe. This was this guy. That's why sometimes they say this person going to die, this guy this, and this guy this, this guy's not going to get married, this guy's going to make more money this month, this person going to lose his mind. وَلَيَّادُ بِاللَّهِ. Person is nothing wrong with him, but he believes, he's like, no, he's out of his mind. Because the zodiac said.
وَوُجُودُهُ فِي الْمَجَلَّاتِ وَالْجَرَائِدِ عَلَى ذَلِكَ النَّحُو وَوُجُودُ لِلْكُهَّانِ فِيهَا.
It is a type of sorcery. And that sorcery that is in those newspapers. Not just a game. Some people, it's like for fun, entertainment. No, that's sorcery. Not entertainment. And even if it's an entertainment, we're Muslims. We don't have time for entertainment. Have time to do that which is good for us. And it is also, because this is the action of the sorcerers. They're the one who practice sorcery, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ.
ووجوده في المجلات والجرائد على ذلك النحو وجود للكهان فيها فهذا يجب إنكاره إنكارا للشركيات والادعاء معرفة الغيب والسحر والتنجيم.
So this should be refuted. By refuting this, actually is a refutation against shirk. And a refutation against those who claim having the knowledge of the unseen. And it is a refutation against sorcery and astrology. لأن التنجيم من السحر كما ذكرنا. He says, because astrology, it is from sorcery. والعياذ بالله, as we mentioned. ويجب إنكاره على كل صعيد. And it is, this sorcery is to be refuted and rebuked and warned against on all scales.
ويجب أيضا على كل مسلم أن لا يدخله بيته وأن لا يقرأه ولا يطلع عليه.
He says, it is an obligation upon every Muslim not to allow this shirk to enter to his house. Don't bring these newspapers to your house. Not to read it. It's not permissible to read it. Or to check it.
لأن الاطلاع على تلك البروج وما فيها ولو لمجرد المعرفة يدخل في النهي من جهة أنه أتى الكاهن غير منكر عليه.
أتى الكاهن غير منكر عليه.
He says, because just being nosy, because that's where people are, just being nosy and try to check what these signs are talking about today. Let's see what the zodiac is saying today. Just being nosy. Just to know what they say that day, it is prohibited. The same way a person goes to a sorcerer in person without going there to rebuke him and refute him and tell him what you're doing is haram. And of course, this is for those who have knowledge. So just checking out, like in our terms, I'm just going to check it out. I don't believe in this, that. I just want to check what these guys are saying. No, you don't do that, neither. Leave it alone. قال وإذا قرأ هذه الصفحة وهو يعلم برجه الذي ولد فيه أو يعلم البرج الذي يناسبه وقرأ ما فيه فكأنه سأل كاهنا
فلا تقبل له صلاة 40 يوما لا إله إلا الله. He says, but now if a person know his signs, and he went straight to his signs to read his signs, this person is born from like in April, and maybe the signs of April, for example, is scorpion. Okay, Allahu A'lam. If it's the case, and he went straight to that and read it, is as though he asked a sorcerer in person. Is as though he went to a person, a sorcerer, and said to him, look man, what's going to happen to me this month? Tell me. This person, if he does this, if he read the Shaykh, Salih al-Shaykh, said if that person read that sign, his salat would not be accepted for 40 days. This is only being nosy and let me check what's going on. قال فإن صدق بما في تلك البروج فقد كفر بما أنزل على محمد والعياذ بالله. But if he believe in what said in those signs, he has disbelieved in what's revealed on Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. There are people believe in this love, yeah. People they believe والعياذ بالله. وهذا يدلك على غربة التوحيد بين أهله. سبحان الله. The Sheikh says, now you see how Tawheed becomes stranger. A strange thing. The main thing that the Muslim should know become the strangest things amongst some Muslims. وغربة فهم حقيقة هذا الكتاب كتاب التوحيد عند أهل الفطرة وأهل هذه الدعوة. Likewise, you see how this book, كتاب التوحيد, this great book, is a strange thing amongst many Muslims. Strange, كتاب التوحيد. You can do a survey if you want. Ask the people in your family, people that you met, Muslims in a market. Just ask them a question in a market. You know Kitab al-Tawheed? Huh? Kitab al-Tawheed? What is that? Just say, alhamdulillah, jazakallah khair, barakallah. Check and see in one day how many people know Kitab al-Tawheed. And those who say, oh, Kitab al-Tawheed, yeah, Kitab al-Tawheed, oh, come on, man. Because people are different. Some people straight out, they say, oh, I don't know this Kitab al-Tawheed, what is it? Some people, they think they want to know. Jahl Murakkab, they don't know, but they want to make you think like they know. Because who they are. And then ask themselves, who's the writer? Yeah, the writer, yeah, I forget his name right now. All right, you have until tomorrow, inshallah. And bring me the name. Sheikh says that this, the Tawheed become a stranger. This book, who teach Tawheed, is a strange book. This book should be in every person's hand, not library, because people put in library and collect dust. No, it should be in our hands, in our minds. We read it more and we teach it, we study it and the like. فإنه يجب إنكار ذلك على كل صعيد وأن لا يؤثم المرء نفسه ولا من في بيته بإدخال شيء من الجرائد التي فيها ذلك في البيوت لأن هذا معناه إدخال للكهنة إلى البيوت وهذا والعياذ بالله من الكبائر. So therefore it is incumbent upon the Muslims to refute this evil on all levels, and a person should not subject himself to fall into sin nor subject his families that live under his care to this sin by bringing anything that comprise this sihr and this sorcery, whether it be magazines, whether it be newspapers, by bringing this to their homes. Because he says, we seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this is from the major sins. فَوَاجِبُ إِنْكَارِ ذَلِكُ وَتَمْزِيقُهُ وَالسَّعْيُ فِيهِ بِكُلِّ سَبِيلٍ حَتَّى يُدْحَرَ أُولَئِكَ. He says, what is incumbent upon the Muslims to refute this. If you see a newspaper that have this zodiac, tear it apart, burn it, get rid of it. لأن أهل التنجيم وأهل البروج هم من الكهنة. He says, because those people who do astrology and come up with these signs and zodiac, and then they are from sorcerers, from the kahana, from the sorcerers. والتنجيم له معاهد معمورة في لبنان وفي غيرها. The Sheikh says, learning this type of astrology, which is والعياذ بالله سحر, sorcery, and which is forbidden, they have institute for the people to learn these things, schools for people to learn shirk. He says, like in Lebanon and other than it. يتعلم فيها الناس حركة النجوم وما سيحصل بحسابات معروفة وجداول معينة ويخبرون بأنه من كان من أهل البرج الفلاني فإنه سيحصل له كذا وكذا عن طريق تعلم وهمي يغرهم به رؤوسهم وكهانهم. He said, in these so-called schools and institute, they teach them this evil, والعياذ بالله, that because of the position of these stars in here or there and that or that, this was going to happen to this person, this was going to happen to this person. And because of their weakness in aqidah, the weakness, they don't know tawheed, they believe in that, and they fall an easy prey and victims, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, for that. And they believe those sorcerers who are teaching them. فالواجب على طلبة العلم أن يسعوا في تبصير الناس بحقيقة ذلك في كلماتهم وبعد الصلوات وفي خطب الجمع, لأن هذا مما كثر البلاء به والإنكار فيه قليل والتنبيه عليه ضعيف, والله المستعان. And lastly, the Shaykh حفظه الله, Shaykh Salih al-Shaykh, in his book At-Tamheed, لشرح كتاب التوحيد, he says, what is incumbent upon the students of knowledge to put efforts enlightening the people as related to the reality of this evil. Talk about this matter. Warn against it. Make it clear to the people that those zodiac and those signs and it is from sorcery. It is not as you think, it is for fun, for entertainment. Because they put them on an entertainment section. It's entertainment. No, it's shirk. It's sihr. It's sorcery. You go against tawheed. It's not entertainment. But damn, look how they do it. They don't say, look, warning, this is sihr. Only for disbelievers. If you're Muslim, stay away. They don't do that. Entertainment. See, those who are not serious about their religion, they find the ways to get to them. So, what is incumbent is upon the students of knowledge to refute this evil in their lectures, in their after salawat, also after the salat. It takes no time, to a minute or two, to warn against this. He said also in the Jumu'ah Friday sermons, because a lot of people, he says, are afflicted by this disease and this illness, by this sihr. And few are those who warn against it and refute it. So these few people. So therefore, the students of knowledge, those who learn, you need to do the work and to warn the people against this. Wallahu musta'an. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira. Wa jazakum Allahu khaira.